The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days as they were returning, the boy remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The Gospel of the Lord. This Sunday within the octave, or immediately after the Christmas, after Christmas Day, is always called the Feast of the Holy Family. Not necessarily the perfect family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, but the Holy Family. That they show us even in the midst of the chaos sometimes of family life, the struggles to love one another and to live in close proximity to each other, that in the midst of that, the family is the place that we learn to love. Not just to love when it's convenient or when it's easy or when we enjoy it, but learning to love others always. I think of that often with my siblings. Especially growing up, there were many times that I had to love my sister and my brother even when I really didn't want to. But in many ways, that's a good way for us to learn how to love as God loves. Because God never loves just for what is given in return to him, but loves generously out of the good of us. So in the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, they were always growing in that mutual love. Even when it was difficult, even when it resulted in losing the Christ child in Jerusalem. But the other part of this godlike love that the family life shows us is that it requires a risk. Whenever parents bring a child into the world, there is a certain amount of risk, a risk of how they'll be as parents if they're afraid of that, a risk of what it means to change in, or what changes it will bring in their own lives. They cannot just live for themselves, but they have to live for this other person. But not only that risk of what it will cost, but I think there's also the risk of becoming dependent, that the family life is meant to teach us. That when we're born and we're brought into a family, that we have to be dependent on others. That children, that babies, and even children as they grow up by their very nature, are dependent upon their parents. Initially for feeding them, for giving them shelter, teaching them those soft skills of how to get along with others, of how to study and grow in knowledge, how to become a diligent, hard worker. All these things are things that we're dependent upon, especially our families, to learn. But it's not just in those early years. It's not just something that we kind of slough off as we grow older and move out of the house. But family life is always meant to show us that dependence is not bad. But if that we risk it, we allow be loved and to love others as God loves. Think often of those that as they grow older endure sickness or difficulties physically, that they are dependent upon others. But oftentimes that falls to our family, whether it be aunts and uncles and cousins or children, to take care of us when we're unable to take care of ourselves. And how in the midst of family life, that's actually a good thing. It's not an easy thing, but it's a way that we can learn to be dependent upon others. I would say not unlike how the Christ child was dependent upon Mary and Joseph. Especially in this story, how he returns to Nazareth and was obedient to them. That through those years, he shows us that dependence is not a bad thing, but the risk of love requires that risk of being dependent upon another. Reminds me of a short poem by Madeleine L'Engle. She's the author of A Wrinkle in Time series, and she was a Christian, and she was reflecting on the birth of Christ in a way that is not necessarily super joyful, but I think highlights this risk that God took by becoming man, this risk that's highlighted in family life. She wrote, "This is no time for a child to be born. If the earth betrayed by war and hate, and a comet slashing the sky to warn, that time runs out and the sun burns late. That was no time for a child to be born in a land in the crushing grip of Rome. Honor and truth were trampled to scorn. Yet here did the Savior make his home. When is the time for love to be born? The inn is full on the planet Earth, and by a comet the sky is torn. Yet love still takes the risk of birth." As she thought about this joy of Christmas, it wasn't just the gift of Christ being born among us, but that God takes the risk to be among us, to be born like us, with the risk that we could reject him, but I think also just the simple risk of being dependent upon Mary and Joseph, that he was dependent on Mary's yes to first be conceived in her womb. He was dependent on the Holy Family to raise up Jesus, to just keep him safe. We can think of the story of them fleeing to Egypt, or probably many other stories when they could have lost him in Jerusalem or were in danger as he grew up. It's also the risk of being dependent upon another. That for God, that risk isn't a bad thing, but it opens up an avenue of love. It opens up an avenue to receive God's love. Brothers and sisters, I think that's what family life is also meant to teach us. That it teaches us to love in times when it's difficult, to love without thinking of what's in return, like God loves. But also to seeing the goodness in being dependent upon others. Not so that we can misuse that for ourselves, but because often that dependence means that we are receiving the love of another. They will to grow in relationship with them because we appreciate the things they do for us and the ways that they love us. That risk of family life, that risk of dependence is worth it, even as difficult as it might be. That it doesn't make less of us, but makes more out of us, because it allows us to be more like God himself. It also prepares us for the life of heaven. The life of heaven that's not a life of perfect independence where we do things all on our own, but it's always a life of communion, a life of relationship with the rest of the communion of saints and angels, but also of communion and I would say dependence upon God our Father. To receive all those things from him, to receive that eternal life and love, not because it makes less of us, but because it's the one thing that can provide for us for all eternity, that can always be new in our hearts. So brothers and sisters, on this feast of the Holy Family, let us certainly thank God for the example of his family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The way they show us that little by little through that daily family life, we can grow in wisdom and in love. Let us also ask for the grace to risk that dependence that Jesus took upon himself. That even when we depend upon one another, even when we receive that love, especially from our family members, that it will teach us to be more like God himself. Not too prideful to receive that goodness and love, but always willing to receive those gifts that he desires to give us. That by taking that risk of being dependent upon him, we can be led to the eternal life of his heavenly kingdom.